you a fan of Greek mythology, Justin?
Not really, sir.
Ever hear the myth of Arachne?
Can't say I have, Mr. Osborne.
The story goes that Athena, you know Athena, right? Seems she heard there was this woman on Earth, a mere mortal, like you and me, who happened to be a better spinstress than she was.
Spinstress?
Athena wasn't too happy to hear this, and she came down to Earth and destroyed the woman's creations.
Sounds like a woman.
When this mortal girl saw what had happened, that she insulted the gods, and that her life's work had been destroyed, she hanged herself. Athena took pity on this poor girl, and touched her on the forehead with a magic liquid and said, "You shall not die, Arachne. Instead, you shall be transformed, and weave your web forever." At Athena's words, Arachne shrank and blackened. First her nose and ears fell off, and then her fingers turned into legs. What was left on her became her body, out of which she spins, and was left to spin her web.
Mr. Osborne, your lawyer's on the cell phone. Says it's important.
Important to who? I told you I don't want to be bothered in my lab. Tell him there's no room to negotiate. What? No. I said no. No! Now that you disturbed me, let me disturb you. Let me tell you what Oz means. Oz is a wonder drug. Oz is my most significant invention. Let me tell you what this new discovery is going to mean to the country's economy. Yes, yes. The testing is going very well. Extremely well. We are product testing it now. What? On all sorts of... on mammals, insects. The spider especially has had some fascinating... Well, believe me, if I could get away with human subjects at this stage, I would. I'd start with you, but yes... human testing is the next logical phase, and we are looking into... Well, you tell him this is my company and my discovery, and if he doesn't like it... That's right. Osborne Industries is the name on the door, not... Right. Good. As long as we all know who's in charge here, we'll all be fine.
Sodium carbonide. That is such an odd choice. I wonder if... That is a bold compound. Give it to me two times!
You crazy.
Oh my god, I totally forgot to tell you. I'm huge in the doghouse at home.
Why?
I totally took off for senior skip day.
So?
I'm totally grounded and—
Why? Everyone skipped for senior skip day.
Yeah, they called in sick. I just didn't show up.
You didn't call in?
I didn't call in.
Well, duh.
I know. So I said, what did he say? She said he said his cell phone was broken. What a dog, right?
Uh-huh.
So I told her to tell him, drop dead, right?
That's a five-pointer.
Nuh-uh, I'll give it a four.
I'm going to go try on tops. Coming?
What? No. I gotta...
Study. Yeah, duh. What else is new in the world of Brainy Janie? I'm gone.
Slam it home, King Kong!
Goal!
You guys are such idiots, really.
Uncle Ben? What are you doing here? I thought you were just dropping me off.
Isn't that Mary Jane over there? I needed some pants, so I bought some pants. Why isn't Mary Jane sitting over here?
Mary! Mary Jane, get over here!
Doesn't she look fab, Peter?
Yeah, sure. Of course.
Hey, Mary. How'd that science whatchamazoot doohickey project you and Peter were working on go?
Peter didn't tell you?
Oh, he didn't want to bore him with...
I think we did good.
You did great. You always do.
Go!
That is definitely worth 10 points.
10? That was a 6 tops.
Uh-oh, looks like Parker's about to pull a carry.
Guys! Come on, leave the guy alone for 2 seconds.
What, are you sweet on him, Harry?
No, I'm sweet on you.
Oh yeah, I forgot this is your charity project.
Go flex a muscle.
Is there something going on here? What is this mess? Harry Osborne, Thompson, don't you punks have practice? Go.
Yes, sir. Sir.
Parker, don't let those guys pick on you like that, okay? You come to me if that happens again.
Petey, when are you gonna learn to stay out of their way?
Yeah, silly me for walking down the hall. What was I thinking?
So, I'll swing by the Parker pad around 8. We'll go through that biology stuff.
Actually, Harry, I was gonna work on one of my—
Great! I'll bring some nosh, you bring the brains.
You know, fine, but...
What?
I don't mind doing your homework for you.
Helping me with my homework?
But can't you get those jerkhole teammates of yours to get a new hobby?
Oh, forget about them. Roll it off.
Roll it off?
Don't worry about it. After high school, you're gonna, like, whiz right by them. You'll slap together with one of those internet companies that sell widgets and make $40 million or something. And these guys? You know how it goes. Flash Thompson's whole life peaked, like, 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, well, that ain't helping me now.
I'd help you, Pete, but, you know, them's the politics of being me. See you on the flip mode.
Come on, Flash, show me the moves. That's the man. And the Kong puts it through. King Kong. You're up, Parker. Parker, ball in the basket! A woman! I swear to God, if I had to bet cash money based on that throw, I'd say I was looking at a woman!
Try wearing a sundress next time. Maybe you can borrow one from the ponytail-wearing uncle.
social anxiety disorder?
Will you leave the kid alone?
I think it's worth investigating.
Then leave me alone.
Don't you worry about our little Peter?
No. No, I don't. He's a smart and resourceful kid.
But he's so quiet.
He's thinking.
I don't like it. He used to be such a happy little boy.
And now he's a contemplative little man.
Just like his father was.
That's right.
Peter! 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 Peter!
What's up?
What did we say about reading at the table?
Did we say we liked it?
You know what? I'm going to look up this social anxiety disorder on the web.
That's a good idea, May. That should keep her busy for hours.
Heard you.
I never get over all the doodads you got. My dad doesn't have this much crap laying around.
Yeah, most of it, you know, I got from my dad.
Inherited it?
Yeah.
Hey, how'd your parents buy it?
Plane crash.
Bummer. So, I bet that Watson girl gets all hot and bothered down here, huh?
We're just friends.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, don't do that! Sorry. Delicate.
What is all this, anyhow? You're not going to blow up the school, are you?
No. Stop it. This is... It's really... See, my father was working on a couple of patents. This one was for this interesting molecular adhesive. I haven't wrapped my head around some of the more complex components. He hadn't finished the testing before he... You know. But I've been running a series of density tests and... And...
Yeah, so listen, I'm gonna bail out of here, so...
Let me tell you something about the American consumer market, Joe. The cigarette companies listened to me. The cigarette companies were putting addictive levels of nicotine in cigarettes decades before anyone figured it out. And when the government of the United States finally got around to figuring it out, it was too late. The entire world was already having a nicotine fit. So don't tell me that it's against the rules to add whatever additives we so desire to our own products. If I see fit to, then what? Deny, deny, deny.
Sir?
He put me on hold. Amazing.
Dad, do you remember that my science class is coming to visit the labs tomorrow? Because I was hoping that you-
Martha! Martha! Will you get this kid out of here? Martha!
Harry, it might be time to excuse yourself.
Like I have nothing better to do than to babysit your- Joe, so listen, let's start doing some figures. Just push some numbers. See how it looks.
Since 1973, Osborne Industries, Inc. has been dedicated to providing initiative materials for manufacturers, construction, automotive, chemical processing, and numerous other global industries. We are the leading global manufacturer Osborne operates. About 110 major manufacturing and 7 research and developing facilities worldwide. We manufacture and produce chemically engineered products with special focus on replacements of VHS hazardous acids and solvents. If you follow me down this way, you'll see.
Oh my god! Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god!
Boy!
The spaz is freaking!
Peter?
God, Parker.
What is going on here? Peter.
Peter?
Everyone, back!
Yo, man. That was a big honking spider.
Peter! Can you hear me? Peter!
Parker, understand? What is it, son?
See who I killed that thing? All right, kids. Let's get into a single file.
Peter, please say something!
We called your aunt. She'll be at school to get you by the time we get back. Are you feeling any better?
Yeah, I just... I think I just wigged out. That spider was huge.
Oh my god, it so was!
Your aunt will take you to the hospital, so...
Nothing to be embarrassed about, Peter. Could have happened to anyone.
Well, how come it always, always happens to me?
Not always.
Seems there was an incident on the main laboratory floor. One of your son's classmates was bitten by the double arachnid specimen.
Harry shows up and something turns to crap. What a shocker.
Name's Peter Parker. He was bit on the hand.
By the specimen?
Yes.
Our specimen?
Yes.
Why was it in containment?
We are checking on that, sir. I don't know, but the specimen was destroyed in the chaos.
Fire the floor manager. I want her gone within the hour.
Yes, sir.
Legal obligations?
If they sue the school, right?
If they sue us. The school doesn't have any money. We either settle immediately, or we start building our defense and wait for the hit.
It's an admission of guilt if you even pay his doctor's bill.
No. No, let's pick up the tab.
Norman, I have to advise.
Let's pick up the hospital tab and send a nice fruit basket.
Why?
Yes. Please enlighten us on this.
I want to keep an eye on that boy.
He just came home and passed out.
Well, May, he had a day is all.
The doctor said his blood is normal, and the spider's venom isn't toxic in any way. He said it'd be swollen for about a week, and that's it, and that's that.
Yeah, I got bit by one in that commune the summer before I met you.
The Osborne people picked up the hospital bill and sent a huge basket.
Of course they did. They think we're going to sue the pants off him.
Are we?
Of course not. It was an accident. No harm done. And, you know, there's Harry, Mr. Slick. He's a pal to Peter. Maybe his only one. We're going to ruin the kid's friendship for a couple of bucks from his old man? No. No, it's back to normal for us.
Oh no, I got bit by a mosquito!
Mary Jane, if I throw soap on you, will you go out with me?
Oh, help me, Mommy!
You really should stop hanging out with him. He's getting loser stink all over you.
I heard who threw up on your shoes.
He didn't throw up on my shoes.
What I heard?
Well, he didn't.
The cheerleaders are calling you spew shoes.
Well, for them, that's almost clever.
Looks like a 10-pointer.
After you?
No, please, I insist.
Mr. Thompson, it would be my honor. Whoa!
Dude! Holy...
Peter?
What's going on here? Kung Harlan, how many times do you need to be warned? I don't care who you think you are, but... Peter Parker? Are you okay, son? Everybody back!
Oh my god! Thank the... Peter, are you okay?
Yeah. I'm fine.
You're not fine, sweetie. You fainted.
How many fingers am I holding up, son?
3.
Any dizziness? Blurred vision? Nausea?
No, I'm thirsty, though. I'm really thirsty.
Nurse?
Yes, doctor.
So what happened back at school, Peter?
I don't know exactly. It just sort of checked out. I guess.
How's your hand?
Oh, yeah. No, it's fine. It doesn't even hurt anymore.
Have you been taking any drugs at all? Marijuana?
No, of course not.
Now's the time to tell me, Peter. We are going to run blood and urine tests, so...
No, I swear! I wouldn't even know where to get any!
The thing is, Peter's always suffered from environmental allergies. Maybe the spider bite mixed with the...
Maybe. We'll run a full blood work and some x-rays.
Make sure nothing got fractured.
I need you to just relax your arm, okay? It'll only sting for a sec. Huh. Thick skin you got there.
You could have fooled me.
Hi, could you take this to the lab and have them do an express on this one? They're waiting and he's a cute kid. Thanks.
Sir?
The Oz. It's killing him.
How?
Well, I don't know, do I?
He'll trace it back to the lab?
Yes.
Set the project back. Maybe forever.
Yes.
How long does he have?
Not long.
So he's going to die?
Yes.
So, no matter what, he's gonna die?
Shaw?
Taking care of, sir.
What is that?
A banana bread.
A banana bread?
I read this book on homeopathic remedies. Potassium is fantastic as counteracting allergies. It's for Peter.
Rip off.
Eat.
Mister? Oh my God, are you okay?
Report.
Sir, you're not going to believe this, but... Sir?
Abort.
Are you sure, sir? I can go to his home.
Abort! I want to study that kid, not kill him!
What the heck is going on? I mean, what the heck is going on? What do you think of that? No way!
Peter! Get up here now! So I got a call from work, and the principal's office says that he didn't even go to school today.
Where have you been all day, Peter?
I was in my lab.
What were you doing? Hello?
I didn't feel like going to school today, all right?
Didn't feel like going. He didn't feel like going.
School isn't the party you think it is, all right?
You're not supposed to be having a party, young man. You're supposed to be going to school to learn.
Yeah, I know.
I know what happened on the field trip was embarrassing. I can see that, but...
Are you feeling all right, son?
I'm fine!
Peter?
Who exactly do you think you are, talking with that mouth?
Maybe you need to go to your room for the night and think about things.
Go to my room? I'm 15 years old!
Go.
God!
Kid had a tough week.
I know.
This too shall pass.
I know. Maybe I'll bring him some banana bread later.
Putting him in his room is punishment enough.
Whoa! Cool!
In 1930, the Republicans controlled the House of Representatives in an effort to elevate the effects of the... Anyone? Anyone? The Great Depression. Past the... Anyone? Anyone? The Tariff Bill. The Smoot-Hawley Tariff Act. Anyone? Raised or lowered? Raised tariffs. In order to collect more revenue for the federal government. Anyone know the effects? It did not work, and the United States government sank deeper into the Great Depression. Today we have a similar debate over this. Anyone? Anyone know what this is? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone see this before? The Laffer Act. Anyone know what this says? It says that at this point on the revenue curve, you will get exactly the same amount of revenue as this point. This is very controversial. Does anyone know what Vice President Bush called this in 1980? Anyone? Something do economics? Voodoo economics. Parker?
Oh, oh my god, you were the hugest spazoid!
And for my next trick, I shall actually trip while sitting down.
Hey! How about you shut that stupid face of yours or I'll shut it for you?
Did he just... No?
Okay, that's quite enough. Peter, please. Just go cool off and see if you can't find another desk.
Oh man, he is constantly entertaining.
That's about enough, Thompson.
Yo, he almost kicked your butt!
Guys!
I know, I'm so very frightened.
That's it, Thompson. Detention.
What? Why? What'd I do?
What the heck is wrong with me now? I mean, one minute I'm climbing walls, and the next I'm doing this spaz dance. But now? Now I feel great. Totally great. And all this from one spider bite? There's gotta be more to it. There's gotta be. Gotta be someone I can talk to without being locked away in a freak farm. Aunt May's head will just shoot off her body. I should talk to someone. A doctor, maybe. Maybe I'm dying. But I can't be. I feel great, and I... Now, where'd this come from?
Well, glad all that practicing is paying off, Michael. Next! Oh, great. Parker. Somebody call Guinness. I give you credit, Parker. You always show up no matter how futile the gesture. Let's go.
Come on, so, yeah, I know there's more going on in there. Brainy Jane? I've been checking you out.
Parker, please. While I still have a will to live.
Have you? Well, do me a favor and...
Whoa there, Parker!
What the... Ow!
You keep your hands off her, Thompson. Just leave her alone.
Are you out of your mind, Parker? I will squash you like a...
Flash, get out of here! Hit the showers, you're done.
He hit me!
I'll deal with it. Hit the showers, Thompson.
3 o'clock is only 1 hour away.
Really? What's 5 plus 4?
1 hour. This sucks, man. I didn't do anything.
Well, Parker, looks like you can throw when you want to.
Sorry, Mary. That wasn't...
Peter? Thanks.
Come on, Flash! Bring the pain!
What's gotten into you, Parker, huh?
What did I say? I said I don't want to fight!
Gotta get up in my business!
Beat his butt!
I'm serious, Flash. I don't want to fight you.
Well, you should have thought about that before you...
I told him, I said... I didn't want to fight!
Ah!
Yo, you should have seen it. Flash is all ready to break out the can on Parker, and what happens? Parker breaks his hand!
Wait, what?
Parker breaks Flash's hand!
Parker breaks Flash's hand?
He just broke it and said... What'd he say? Next time, I'm gonna kill you!
He said that?
Yeah, said it was payback time and all that.
Wow, he broke his hand.
Yeah, it was all mangled like this. Dude went to the ER!
Guess he's out of the league.
No doubt, unless he can learn to dribble with his nose.
Wow, Peter beat up Flash.
Laid the smack down! That guy is like a scary alien freak, man.
Who?
Parker! First what? Like he doesn't say two words all year? Nothing. Just all in full geek mode, right? Then all of a sudden he's all breaking his desk in half, and then he's all up in your face! And then he's all smacking Flash down!
You guys should lay off him anyhow. I always said it.
Yeah, you did.
Harry, come here. Harry, are you friends with that Parker kid? The one who had the accident on the field trip?
With the spider? Yeah, we do science together. Lab partners. But, Dad, you know, his family are... They can't afford to buy a new spider, or...
No. I want you to bring the boy to the lab after school tomorrow. I feel bad for what happened, and I thought I'd make it up to him. Give him a personal tour. Do you think he'd like that?
Are you kidding me? Yeah, he'd love that. Yeah.
Good. See you kids after school.
Okay.
Well, yes, yes. I'm sorry you feel that way about it. Well, that's too bad. Well, the way I heard it is that your boy has been picking on Peter for some time, and he was just defending him. No. I don't... No. I... Great.
What now?
$2,500 hospital bill. And if we don't...
What?
And if we don't pay for it, they're going to sue us.
Are you kidding? Sue? Oh my God, what are we going to do?
What can we do? Let a lawyer bleed us dry on top of paying the bill, or just pay the bill?
But...
May, he broke the kid's hand. What can I do?
Peter, this is not the way you were raised. This is not the way human beings behave.
What are you talking about? I was defending...
I just don't understand. You broke his hand?
What am I supposed to do? I am so sick of being picked on all the time. For once, I defend myself. And what do I get from you? I get a lecture.
Peter, that's not what we taught you.
Yeah. I know what you taught me. You taught me to be a wimpy loser like you two!
Growing pains. That's all it is, May.
That was horrible.
He's a kid, and he had a traumatic day. And he came home to us lashing out at him when we're really mad at those Thompsons. Who, by the way, I would like to light on fire.
What are we going to do? Do we have the money?
Do we have it? May, we don't. No. No, we don't.
Put it on a card?
We have to. But that's it. I mean, we are maxed out.
I should go up there.
Let the kid be.
He didn't mean it. The boy adores you.
Oh, honey, I know.
Spider! Damn it! What is this? Morning. Listen, I...
Yes, Mr. Mouth?
I feel really bad about what I said.
Well, I should say so.
May.
I feel really bad about what I said. And I know that I was wrong to... say it. And I don't think you're losers. And I'm really, really sorry. And I know better, and...
It's okay, Peter. Come here.
Peter, you're not wearing your glasses.
Oh, hey, yeah. I guess I left them upstairs. I'm serious, Harry. I totally want to work at a place just like this.
You would.
I would!
I know.
So, what are we doing here?
Like I said, my dad felt bad about the whole spider thing, and he knows you really get off on this stuff, so he said, hey, come on down.
That's pretty solid of him.
It's amazingly solid of him. I mean, for him. This here is Dr. Otto Octavius.
Doc Ock?
Dr. Octavius.
He's a big brain around here. Very big brain. Scary big.
I hear you're quite the talent in the science arts.
Oh, well, that's... Hey, I wouldn't mind having one of those 9-640s.
No, you don't want that. It's an old one.
Can I have it when you throw it out?
Hey, Darlene. Where you been?
Peter, I heard about the unfortunate incident with the arachnid experiment. I hope that you haven't had any odd side effects. Dizziness, drowsiness.
Well, there has been a little... What are all the animals for, anyway?
We checked the blood work for reactions.
Reactions?
Just simple blood work, really. Have you ever had your blood taken, Peter?
Oh, yeah. You know, physicals.
Well, why don't we take some of yours and I can show you what we do here?
No, that's okay. I'd like to keep mine all in its original container. Hey, what are you doing? Hey! Huh? What the heck is wrong with you?
Just taking a sample.
What happened?
What was this? Like, an ambush? Or...
Peter, what's going on? Peter?
What I am saying is that the deterioration effects we witnessed in the first Parker sample have, in layman's terms, reversed themselves.
Meaning?
Meaning the boy is a healthy specimen, if not healthier. His metabolism is somewhat akin to, let's say, that of a long-distance runner or an Olympic-level athlete.
But what will happen as his condition progresses?
Oh, and his condition is stabilized. His blood count is normal.
Stabilized.
I would really like to spend more time with the subject, Mr. Osborne. I have a series of tests that...
Thank you, Doctor. Have a good night.
Should I call Shaw back in to finish the job?
No.
No?
No. His parents, the school, too many people to put two and two together. An autopsy to deal with. There's a trail. It's just not a smart move now.
You want to bring him in for more tests?
That is admission that there's something to test. No. We need to repeat the accident.
Repeat the... on a human?
Match the situation. Specimen. Control the environment. Pull up my file, please.
Right there. Yes. Right there, we can see where the arachnid Oz experiment number 00 bit that Parker boy. Initially, the biological effects to the Parker boy were negative. Very negative. And his chance for survival was very slim. Fatal. But we now believe that it was the mixture of spider venom with the Oz that created the adverse effects to the boy's system. But even with the untested mixture of toxins and genealogy, the Oz was able to dominate the structural compounds, and the results to the boy's systems were nothing short of revolutionary. It was an accident, yes. But we have our first human test subject, and what he has shown us is that our time is now. Turn it off, please. we may very well hold in our hands the key that unlocks the next step of human evolution. And by we, of course, I mean me. I would like to recreate the Parker Oz accident under more scientific environments. Please, consider this. If the spider venom gave Parker the enhanced strengths of a spider, then treating the Oz with my own DNA and injecting it mainline will what? It will give me the enhanced strengths of me.
You, sir, you want to inject yourself with the Oz compound?
Glad we understand each other. Let's crunch some numbers and get this next phase rolling along.
My name is Crusher Hogan, and I will crush your head like the pimple it is!
Whatever.
If you do, if you think you can take Crusher down, we have $500 cash money American for you! $500 for the man who can take our Crusher down!
I'm gonna give me that bank, bro!
Oh my.
Do it, dude! Show him how it's done, Kong!
Yo, I want in right here!
No way, youngster. 21 and up. Sorry.
No way!
Insurance purposes.
Oh my god! Total rip!
Get a driver's license and we'll talk.
Total dick!
Parker, go get him!
You know what, Flash? How about you hop in the ring? And then when you lose, your family can sue his family.
I gotta get out of here before I slip and hurt myself on the testosterone.
Peter, are you in the house?
No, I'm not!
Do you plan on eating dinner this year?
What's for dinner?
Meatloaf.
Pizza?
Meatloaf.
Pizza?
Meatloaf.
Pizza?
Pizza.
I'll be down in 2 seconds.
Pizza that looks and tastes an awful lot like meatloaf.
Hey, medicine ball! You ready for me?
You can't just jump in here like this, mister! Hey, I don't want this to... Crusher!
You crazy runt! You looking to get hurt?
Whatever.
You're like the before picture! I could break you in half!
Damn, man! I should have thought of that!
What is going on here? Put that man down! The Crusher is taken! The Crusher is down!
Oh my god! Oh my god! He spanked the Crusher! He spanked him!
Who are you, masked mystery man? Unveil yourself to the crowd!
I believe this has my name on it.
Are you a pro?
I am now.
You come down to the arena Monday night, I'll get you a spot on the show.
You paying cash?
If that's what it has to be.
See you Monday.
How will...
Oh, you'll know it's me.
What is that?
So the school faculty took up a collection on behalf of Peter. Peter is a fantastic student, and we all felt the incident with Flash Thompson was unfair. We have decided to remain anonymous due to school politics. We hope you will honor our request in this area. We will hope to have more for you soon, as many faculty have pledged a donation, but have not paid yet. Best wishes. Wow.
This is the nicest thing I've ever had happen to me in my entire life.
He's such a special boy.
Yo, Harry, for real! Then he picked this Crusher dude up over his head!
Did not.
No, man, for real!
And just... wham!
Wham?
Total wham!
Who was he?
Just a skinny dude in, like, a mask.
So listen, the geometry extra credit's gonna be a take-home. You wanna do it together, or... I was thinking you could do a draft, and I could do a draft, and we could... Hello? Peter? Peter!
Yeah, what? I'm sorry.
Parker!
What did I do now, Coach?
The performance you laid on us yesterday, on the court. Can you do it again, or was it all lucky stuff?
Why?
Why? We're short, and now it looks like you've got the goods and have been holding out on us.
No way!
Oh, I don't know.
Show up to practice after school and let's see what you got.
But I...
You're not really thinking of...
Come on, Coach, don't do this to me! I'll be as good as gold by...
By the end of the season. Sorry, kiddo, that's the game. But Parker, come on!
Yeah, I'll be there.
Damn!
Thank you.
So, you want to do the geometry thing Monday night, or...
You want to do it with me?
Well, duh. I only tried to ask you like a billion times and...
Oh, crap! Monday... No. No, I can't.
Why?
I got a thing.
You have a thing?
I got a thing.
Like a basketball thing?
No, I...
Never mind. Just... Never mind.
Mary, I... It's big.
Who is the mass surprise attacker? Who is it? Who is overpowering the invincible Crusher? They said it can't be done. They said it couldn't be done. This isn't in the script. This isn't what I signed on for.
Oh, quit your whining.
Oh my, oh my, the Crusher is defeated. The Crusher is defeated. And the referee calls the fight finished. We have a new UCW champion. What's your name?
I told you, I don't...
We need a name, a stage name.
Oh, the Spider. Is that...
The Amazing Spider-Man!
No!
Ladies and gentlemen, the Spectacular Spider-Man! Here you go, Spider-Man.
You okay, Crusher?
Yeah, I'm just great.
Not too rough on you?
Don't push it. Listen, Hotshot, I need a number where I can call you.
Sorry, can't do it.
Oh, so you're gonna be a huge pain in my butt?
Sure, why not?
Listen, this anonymous stuff is for the birds, my friend.
Way it's gotta be.
If it gets back to me, you're getting paid under the table for me.
You gonna fire me? Don't worry about it.
All right, smart guy. Try to find your way back here Friday night. But next time, wear this. I had it made for you special.
Why?
Because no offense, kid. With the getup you got, you kinda look like a dork.
And they just left it under the door again?
They just left it under the door.
Is Peter home?
I don't...
Peter, are you in the house?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'll be down in a minute. I'm thinking a spider right there. Some webs, and we're in business.
Hey, what's going on?
Harry, this isn't... Do you people know the meaning of the words clamp down? The lab is off limits to unauthorized personnel, and that includes him, for God's sake.
But what's going on? Why are you...
Will you please remove him from the premises? Let's do it.
Just tuning in, there has been a major accident at the main laboratory facilities of Osborne Industries earlier this evening. Details are still sketchy, but we have confirmation that there are fatalities involved. Osborne Industries has been widely considered a world leader in scientific and medical breakthroughs over the last decade, employing many of the greatest scientific minds of our generation. A company still run by company founder and local New Yorker, Norman Osborne. There has been much speculation in the medical community about the company's future. Sources tell us that there has been industry talk of some revolutionary new product being developed by Osborne. Whether or not what has happened tonight has anything to do with such a product is unclear. Authorities are asking residents and travelers to stay clear of the area of Osborne Industries until such time as the safety of the area can be declared secure.
Dad.
Again, for those of you just tuning in, there has been a major accident at the main laboratory facilities of Osborne Industries earlier this evening. Whether or not local businessman and entrepreneur Norman Osborne was on the scene during the accident is still unclear. Please stay tuned to us, your local 24-hour news channel, for developments as they happen.
Be gentle, be gentle.
Such a baby. God.
Do it, do it!
It's unbelievable! It is unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen! He did it again! The Amazing Spider-Man! The Amazing Spider-Man!
Alright, alright. You hurt yourself. And if you'll just pony up the bucks, I'll be on my way. Hello?
Where's the petty cash?
I give up. Where is the petty cash?
The money. Where is the money that we keep from the box office receipts? Right here in this office.
Well, how on earth would I know?
Well, you knew it was in here.
So did they.
Well, you're the only one here I don't know. I don't know you. Take off that mask or I'm calling the cops.
Are you serious? Now why on earth would I-
That why all the mystery? And I fell right for it, didn't I? You lousy sack of-
Please. If I wanted to rob the place, I certainly wouldn't need
I think it's about time that mask came off. And I mean right now.
You guys are nuts. You know that? Really in need of some kind of group steroid counseling or something.
Get him!
Get him? Wow. You ever think of writing for the theater? Well, there goes my wrestling career. Bunch of maniacs. I could have mopped the floor with a bunch of them. They're so lucky I've got a heart of gold. Sure, there's the tainted blood of a spider running through it, but it's still a heart of gold. So, I'll get a normal job like a normal teenager. Help chip in for Uncle Ben and Aunt May. Wonder if these spider powers will be an asset changing the grease traps at the corner Wendy's. No. I gotta get a job with computers, or at the lab or something. Can't believe those guys were gonna rip my head off like that. I bet that manager ripped the place off himself. Figures he can pin it on me like that. Really burns my butt. Why are people always so quick to jump down my throat? I tell you, I am so sick of-
Help! We've been robbed!
I mean, is it me? Or is it that everywhere I go, someone's getting in my face about something?
He robbed the deli!
Oh!
My deli! He robbed us! Somebody!
Hey! Get out of my way! Out!
Shall we dance? Jeez! Can you believe that guy? Reservoir Dork? What?
What was that?
What was what?
Why didn't you stop him? All you had to do was trip him. Stick your foot out and he's kissing pavement.
Whatever.
All you had to do was-
Yeah, well, I've got my own problems, big guy.
Little snot.
Where have you been?
Practice.
What's going on?
With what? What?
English. How do you go from an A to this?
Can I see that?
Am I to assume that your other grades have slipped dramatically as well?
I don't know.
What's going on, Peter? This is serious.
I don't know. I guess I have different priorities now.
Different priorities? Your grades were such a point of pride for you, Peter. I don't understand. You know what? Maybe the basketball thing isn't such a good idea.
No way!
Peter, it's great that you discovered sports and all, but we have to think something is really wrong when we get a report from your school like this.
I can do whatever I want.
Oh, really?
I can't believe this!
Peter, I think you should apologize to your aunt for this tone of yours.
Screw this! I hate this. Why can't I just tell them? Just tell them what I can do now. Tell them that I'm okay. That I'm so much better than okay. It's like something is holding me back. Like I shouldn't tell them. Everything is so different now, and I haven't even had, like, a second to figure it all out. One minute, I'm Peter Parker, king of the dweebs. And then, all of a sudden, I can do this! And I don't even know what this is! Now I'm playing basketball, and I don't even like it. I'm wrestling, and I don't even like it. It isn't me. I don't care about any of this stuff, but what do I do now? Why has this happened to me? Maybe I should just bite the bullet and talk to Harry's creepy dad. Come clean with what happened at the lab with the spider and whatnot. It was all a mistake. He can see that. One thing's for sure. I'm not going back home tonight. But where can I go? If I go to Mary Jane's, the Watsons will call my house. Harry's in the hills. Where else can I... Oh, man. I can't believe I'm even thinking this.
For those of you just tuning in, there's been a major accident at the main laboratory facilities of Osborne Industries earlier this evening. Please stay tuned to us, your local 24-hour news channel, for developments as they happen. Repeating our top story, there was a major accident.
Hey.
Parker.
I know this seems awfully bizarre considering our history up until recently, I think I just need a place to sack out.
Yeah, okay. Come on. The rents are gone out of town for the week. So no biggie.
Where do you get that?
At the arena. Ooh, man. He's all the rage.
He crashed here?
He did.
In your pad?
Right there on that couch.
And you let him?
Sure.
Puny Parker?
What are you, 6 years old?
You guys see what happened to Aries' dad?
Where's Brainy Jane tonight?
Don't call her that. And I don't know where Mary is, Liz. I haven't really talked to her today.
The little dude had a fight with his folks or whoever it is he lives with and asked to crash.
And you let him?
So what? Guys on the team. We gotta look out for each other.
Unbelievable.
Hate to break it to you, but that guy might have gotten us into the state finals, so...
Oh, please!
Did you guys hear about Harry?
So you guys aren't dating?
No.
Do you like girls?
Yeah. What?
Hey, you can never be too sure, Mr. Parker. My mom was dating a gay guy for like a year. Never knew it.
Sounds like a fascinating woman, but...
Yeah, where was Harry today?
Dude, I'm telling you, the man's dad was blowing up or something.
What?
What I heard.
Wouldn't that, like, be on the news or something?
Called him, but he wasn't home.
Look at that Liz, such a slut.
What do you think of me, Peter?
I think you're just a little drunk, Liz.
A little bit.
Think you should be drinking?
Little bit. Can I help it if I think you're just a little cute there, Mr. Parker?
Liz. Mary. Mary! 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 Let me...
Let's go.
Uncle Ben, don't...
Dude, busted.
Stop it! I can walk myself! You're embarrassing me!
How can you do that to May? Leave and stay out all night? You're 15 years old, Peter. And with all the tragedy in our family, to leave like that? Really, Peter, how can you do that to the woman?
I don't know.
What's going on with you lately? Something's going on. This isn't you.
I don't know.
Oh, Peter. You're such... Really, you're such a good kid. Such a bright... No, more than bright. You're as smart as they come. And this is just stupid. You know, your father, God rest his soul, your father had a philosophy that he held pretty strongly, and it's one that served him very, very well. He believed that if there were things in this world that you had to offer, things that you did well, better than anyone else, things that you could do that helped people or made people feel better about themselves, well, he believed that it wasn't just a good idea to do those things. He believed it was your responsibility to do those things. Don't try to be something else. Don't try to be less. Great things are going to happen to you and your life, Peter. Great things. And with that will come great responsibility. Do you understand? Great responsibility.
If he knew so much, then where the hell is he?
Come on, Peter. Snap out of it. You can do it.
Like a girl. He didn't deserve that. He doesn't know. He doesn't know that ever since this whole Spider-Man thing began, all I can think is that the one person who would know what to do was my dad. My dad would have known what to make of all this. My powers, what they mean. But I'm wrong. I am sick of being wrong. Uncle Ben and Aunt May are my family, and it's way past time for me to grow up. It's time I told them what is going on with me, and whatever happens, happens. If I'm a freak, I'm a freak. They'll love me no matter what. Oh no.
We heard a noise in the back. And to be honest, we both thought it was Peter. Because Peter uses the back entrance most of the time. But Ben called out to him, and he didn't answer. And right then, I don't know why, but right then I knew something was wrong. I knew that someone was in our house. I could just tell from the kind of silence.
Both of you were in the living room.
Yes. And I think Ben knew something was wrong too, because he got up fast. He got up and he called out to Peter again. There was nothing for a second. Then we heard a pan drop. Ben looked at me and said he thought a squirrel got in the house. And I said I never heard of that happening in Queens. Then I looked in the doorway of the kitchen, and there he was. He was standing there in the doorway. He was shaking, and he asked us where we kept our money. Ben told him we didn't have any, and we didn't. Nothing. And the guy just got real agitated and screamed, "Give me all your money!" And Ben, I guess it was just the tension of the situation, the ridiculousness. Oh, I don't know the way things have been going lately. But Ben, he kind of chuckled and said, "You probably have more money than we do." And the chuckle kind of, I don't know, it really made him mad.
What happened next?
And that was it. He just ran out the way he came, and oh no.
You two will stay with us tonight.
What are we going to do, Peter? Oh no.
Units, respond to a 340 at Chelsea and 9th.
Copy. Dispatch.
Do you guys have any spare cars over there? We have a 340.
We're almost done here. What's up?
We got a guy. Try to rob a Popeye's chicken not 2 blocks from where you are. 3 squad cars were parked out front, and the guy still thought he could take the place. They chased him into an abandoned warehouse and are requesting backup.
Man, the idiot brigade is out in full force tonight. Yeah, we'll send car 444 over now. Over.
Over.
A foot chase? Maybe the same guy who perpetrated this whammy.
I wish. Go on over and be a cop.
Peter!
Oh, it's okay, man. Kids take these things the hardest.
The kids just got to find a way to let it out.
We're not gonna wait here all night, pal. Be smart and cooperate.
Officers at 412, backup is on the way.
That's good news, dispatch. I'd like to finish my dinner.
Call any update. Over.
Sure. Over.
Pigs are everywhere.
The only way out is through the front door. If we have to charge in there, it ain't going to be pretty.
Take you with me if I have to. Pieces of garbage. Gonna get out of here one way or another.
That's exactly what I was hoping to hear. Murderer!
Everyone down!
I must be seeing things. I must be out of my...
Maybe he pumped himself.
You wish.
What is this? What's going on? I gotta hide!
Mister, there is nowhere on Earth you will be able to hide from me!
You can't. You can't.
Yeah, well, you should have thought of that before you... That face... It's... Oh no, it can't be!
Out!
Why didn't you stop him?
Not my job.
All you had to do was trip him. Stick your foot out and he's kissing pavement.
Well, sorry. But that really isn't my department, is it? I've got my own problems, big guy.
You probably have more money than we do.
He hasn't come out the back either, Captain Stacy. Your call. Should we call SWAT?
The place is empty. We found the gun, but...
Seeing things...
You told me...
Your father, he believed that if there were things in this world that you had to offer, that you did well, better than anyone else. Things that you could do that helped people or made people feel better about themselves. Well, he believed it was your responsibility to do those things.
Why didn't you stop him?
Not my job.
Great things are going to happen to you in your life, Peter. Great things. And with that will come great responsibility. Do you understand?
I do now. I was selfish. So selfish. And you paid the price. You did. I did. Aunt May did. I will never, ever forgive myself for that. I will never, ever forget that I could have stopped it. It's all so clear to me now, Uncle Ben. It's like I've been wearing a blindfold and earmuffs all my life. And someone just ripped them off me. I see the world clearly now. And I see what my place is in it. You were right. With power comes responsibility. Absolutely. For some reason, I've been given great power. And with great power, then must come great responsibility. I will never let you down again, Uncle Ben.
How you doing?
I don't know.
Your aunt is staying with us.
Good.
They asked me to wait here for you, bring you back to our place, you know, if you want. I was so worried.
Well,
Let's just see what the distinguished competition has for their headline this morning. Huh. And let's see, what did the Journal run this morning? And what, pray tell, did the Daily Bugle decide to run this morning? Some fat cat's house catches on fire. It's a crap story. A crap story, and we didn't even have any decent art to go with it. So my question to you is, what is our front page news today? There's a guy out there dressing up in his underwear, running around town calling himself a Spider-Man. That is fantastic. That is what sells newspapers. I want to know his name. I want to know his birth sign. I want to know if the stories of his wall crawling are true. He can crawl walls? Is he a mutant? Did he rocket to Earth from some doomed planet somewhere? I want to know if he actually has some kind of superpower, or if he's just pulling the wool over everyone's shillelaghs. I want to find out if this idiot is the same guy as that wrestler. Yurik, I want you to go to the stadium, and I want you to do a follow-up on that robbery story.
What?
I heard they're accusing this Spider-Man of being involved. I want to know if it's Bull, or if he was involved with the robbery. And if so, why the same guy is going around like a Boy Scout in his jammies.
But Jonah, I'm working on...
The Kingpin can wait to have his big fat butt handed to him by you another day, Ben! If you haven't dug up anything on the Murdoch case by now, you probably aren't going to.
But...
Get your name on a headline, Star Reporter. That's what I pay you for. I want to know everything there is to know about Spider-Man. I'm telling you, I smell it. This is our new OJ. Hero or villain, con artist or crook, people won't, they won't be able to get enough of him one way or another. In fact, right this second, I bet that creepy Schwartz is up to something that'll be our headline tomorrow.
I said who? I did it!
Not me. We did it, Dad. I've been staring at your formula for the molecular adhesive you were working on since before I could read, and I could never finish it for you.
Man, this is fantastic.
But tonight, coming home, jumping around as Spider-Man, it just hit me. I figured it out, Dad. Not only that, but a little more ingenuity here and there. Little engineering. And Dad, look. Spider-Man has webs. This stuff is pretty strong. Huh. And a little elastic. I wonder if I can screw with it to make it more elastic or less. The end is totally adhesive, like super glue. Yet the sides are just tacky. But not too tacky. Just tacky enough to hold on to. I wonder how long this stuff lasts. Forever? A minute? This stuff is going to be a blast to test. Thank God I'm just the superhero-ish nerd to do it. Wait. I think I'm going to be rich from this. But how? What practical application would it have except for... Well, except for this! Doesn't matter. Spider-Man has his webs. Man, Uncle Ben would have loved this.
Peter, are you still down there, sweetie?
Doing my homework.
Peter, go to bed. You'll be a wreck at school.
Oh, please, Aunt May. I promise, I'll be fine.
Parker! Parker, I swear to God.
Sorry.
That's two desks you demolished in a week.
Yeah, how about that?
Listen, you're not so scary smart that you can just sleep during class, mister.
No, I was thinking about what you were saying, and I sort of got...
I saw what you were doing. I see that one more time, and I'm going to have a talk with the coach about...
You don't have to do that. I quit the team this morning, so you don't have to...
What?!
You quit the team?
I quit the team.
Good for you.
I thought...
It wasn't you.
Parker, what was that?
I quit the team.
Why?
'Cause I did.
But...
Told you! I told you he was a freaking worm!
Listen, It's nothing personal and nothing against the team. It's just... it wasn't me.
It isn't you? What kind of crap is this?
I'm telling you, it wasn't me. Listen, I've had some stuff. My uncle.
Your uncle croaked so you can't play ball?
Kong, don't!
Well, that's just great! Thanks for the support, pal!
Harry?
Harry? Are you okay? I tried to call you, but no one knew where you were.
Why were you trying to do that?
What?
Oh, Harry, I'm so sorry about your parents.
Are you?
What do you mean? We were worried.
Why? I'm not dead.
No, but I know what this is like.
Do you?
Yes, I... Do you guys feel that?
Yo, what's up with that?
Are you okay?
Oh my god.
I know what this is.
What?
Dude, we are so out of here.
I know what this is. He's come for me.
Who's coming for you, Harry?
Oh no. Where's Peter?
Somebody help me! He's here!
Harry who?
Heads up! Daytime superhero coming through!
Dude, seriously. If he blew up our school, he is totally my hero.
Whoa!
Man, I'm going to have to work out another system for emergencies.
Dude, we are so out of here.
I know what this is.
It's time to hop into action. It's time for... Wait a second. How on earth am I going to get out of here? How did Spider-Man get into a high school? How can I explain it? It's bad enough half my class saw me get bitten by the spider. How hard will it be for them to put two and two together? Damn! This can't be how Captain America does it.
He's come for me.
Who's coming for you, Harry?
Oh no. Where's Peter?
Heads up! Daytime superhero coming through! Definitely need to come up with a system. Who on earth would do this to a school? Hello? Hey! As hall monitor, I'm going to have to ask to see your hall pass. You wouldn't happen to be the new home ec teacher, would you? Listen, I don't want to tell you your business, but that's kind of a fire hazard. I hope you don't think I'm going to help you clean this up, because you are on your own. Look at me, being the smart mouth when I'm scared out of my mind. I guess it's either that or I pee in my tights. I don't suppose you'd just like to tell me what the problem is? Whoops! I hate the food here too, but you have to learn to work within the system. I don't know what this thing is exactly, but I gotta get it out of the school and away from everyone. Gotta keep this place in one piece. Gotta keep everyone safe. Dude, seriously? This is mighty low. To trash a school like this. That's just low. That's like a notch below film producer. And I feel we are close enough now that our friendship can handle me telling you that you are not exactly fresh as a daisy. I gotta get him out of here. And now, hey, you wanna just get a cup of coffee and talk about whatever's up your butt? Come on, I'm fine. I, for one, always feel better when I talk things... Uh-oh. I'm getting the tingle on the back of my neck again. Too late! I can't breathe. So high up. Let go. Are you? I can't believe this. I can't believe this is happening to me. This is...
don't know what to do. I can't just die like this. Wait. Please work, please work, please work. 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 Note to self. Remember to totally freak out of your flipping mind over what you just did here. Okay, back to business. Am I nuts, or did that, whatever that is, just say my name?
You see that? I think that thing is coming back this way.
He is. He's coming for me. Okay, here comes another little trick I was going to try in a less strenuous environment. Must be out of my mind. Holy! Oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man! Heads up, Stinky! You don't say.
Dude,
I know!
See? I tried to ask nicely. Remember that? When I was being all nice and you were trying to light me on fire and toss me like a water balloon? So let me tell you what you're not going to do. You're not going back to that school to start more Ow. Alright, that's it. Time to break it out on you like Chow Yun Fat.
Ah, what is that?
Or not. Sorry.
Man, what is that thing?
This is NY-34, calling in a 345 for backup. Repeat, this is...
Come on, lie steady, not puke.
I got it.
What is this stuff on the windshield? Who cares? That thing is coming right at us.
Oh, no you don't. Hey, where do you think you're going? Whoops! Again, not the most well-thought-out move. Might want to take a night class in mid-air huge monster fist fighting. Who is this guy? Whoa, man! I'm gonna toss my cookies and... I haven't even had any cookies! In fact, I'm going to go home and have cookies just so I can toss them!
This is the NYPD. This is the police. Stand down!
Better get my spider butt back in the game. Those cops don't know what they're dealing with. No, yeah, like I do. But at least I know he tosses fireballs and stuff.
Lie down on the ground. You are under arrest. Lie face down with your hands out.
Whoa, 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 whoa! Everybody calm down. You put the gun away and you stop with the smoking fingers.
Stand down.
What part of stop with the smoking fingers don't you understand? I won't let you hurt these people. I won't. Why don't you tell me what you want?
I have the shot.
Will it take it?
Oh no. Oh my god. Stop it! Stop shooting! How do you know me? I'm going to go in and get him! Swing down and-
You are under arrest. Lie down on the ground with your hands out.
What? What did I do? Uh-oh.
Do not move or we will open fire! You are under arrest. Lie down on the ground with your hands out. Remove your mask.
Wait, we gotta save him if we can.
Freeze!
Live outside Midtown High, a school under attack, a school under siege.
Try to take it slow, kid. It's quite a bruise.
Not as bad as it looks.
Is that the last of them?
Who could tell? Place looks like a war zone.
Flew right over our heads. Told you he could fly.
Guess we don't have to worry about midterms.
Peter! Oh, thank God.
Found him under a chalkboard.
Thank God.
Wow. Ow.
Ma'am, please. Don't squeeze him like that. He might have a cracked rib.
What was that thing? Dude, did you get a good look at him? Did you see Spider-Man?
Who? No. I got pinned under some stuff and...
Dude, what was that thing?
It was the Hulk.
Man, the Hulk lives in Utah or something.
Doesn't matter now. The call came in. It's dead, whatever it was.
It was my father. He didn't die at his lab last week like they said.
Dude, you need a breather.
That was the Hulk or something.
In his lab. His lab. I was there. I saw it. I saw it with my own eyes! He turned into that! Do you understand? He turned himself into that! On purpose! And he killed my mom and burned down our house, and now he is trying to kill me!
Maybe it's a good idea if you come with us, son.
He turned himself into that thing. No one will tell me why.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Peter! We saw it all on Channel 1! Anything happened to you?
I'm okay.
Oh my God.
I'm okay. Ow!
Mom.
Oh man. Harry. Should I tell you the truth? How do I tell you? If that monster was your father, he wasn't here to kill you. He was trying to kill me. Or maybe both of us. I don't even know. I mean, why would he want to kill either of us? Why? Did what turned me into Spider-Man turn your dad into that? Did what happened to him have something to do with what happened to me? I don't know. I don't even really know what happened to me yet. Does it even matter now? I mean, it's all over. Hang in there, Harry.